from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
Have you seen the new hat trend? The upside down logo or wordmark? I decided to get in on it. I bought a Bison's hat with the Bison's logo upside down. It's the sliding Bison.
So he's like sliding on the ceiling.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to get in on this. Kind of like it. Makes you think a little bit.
What does it make you think? What's wrong with that guy's hat?
It's a little thing called style. Look it up sometime.
You'll stare at it more because you have to try to figure out what it is.
And as everybody knows, the thing you want is people to stare at your hat.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I wore that hat to the Savannah Bananas game on Sunday. The upside down Bison's hat. Have you seen these around, Sal? These hats?
Ooh, maybe. I don't know. I might have. I mean, there's so many different ones out there.
Yeah.
My son always points them out to me. Look at this one. Look at that one.
Yeah. I know. I now notice them because I have one. So it's like I want to make sure. Just justification. Is everyone else getting in on this? Eric Wood, I've seen on his podcast, wears a white hat with blue and red lettering, and it's Mafia, but the Mafia is upside down. Like, the lettering is upside down. So, Eric Wood's at least in on it. So, I'll take that. Eric Wood, Post Malone, and me.
Do we still not know who started this?
No clue whatsoever.
I feel like the first person I saw was Post Malone.
Does anyone ever know when any of these things start, though? Does anyone ever know where these things start? Because I never do. I never do. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off, Sal is in this week. And yeah, we got another muggy one today. Have you been outside yet, Sal?
I have not been outside, no. I am in Studio Capaccio.
Good for you.
I did, however, I almost went outside because my front camera went off. You know what I mean? Like, there's some motion.
Yeah.
And it was at
5:35.
And I'm like, what's going on here? So I'm like, it hadn't gone off all night. Like, what's going on? Should I go outside and investigate? But it happens. It's in the city sometimes. You know, you just have people walking around and sometimes it catches it. But I knew it. And it's sure enough, as soon as I looked, it was like a moth, literally like just flying right in front of the camera. I just went outside to see what was going on, but I didn't need to after I saw that it was a moth.
A moth was, that thing is sensitive enough that a moth would set it off?
When it's that close, yep.
Okay, like the moth is maybe, is it even like on the camera?
Almost, yeah. It was like right in front of it.
Okay,
and I'm assuming it was a moth. It didn't look, maybe it was a butterfly, but it wasn't a bird. I would tell you that it was something much lighter. Maybe it was a butterfly, but it was That's what set it off.
How do you know? There's like video. Like you can look immediately on your app or something. If there's movement at the front door.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the front porch, anywhere in the front porch, you can set it kind of wherever you want the area to be. Oftentimes, a lot of times, we'll get middle of the night something to go off. I'll look. It's a cat. There's a cat roaming around and happened to come up on our porch and sit on our chair. It's all right. All right. Cool cat.
We have one of these cameras too. I don't even have it. Like I have the app on my phone and I don't have it logged in just because I never look at it. But the wife has it on her phone though. And does yours also make a noise whenever there is someone at the front door?
We have three actually. Front door, side door, back door, backyard. Like we have three. Okay. So anytime one of them has a motion, you hear a little ring go up.
Bling,
that.
Same.
And you take a look. And you can take a look, or you don't have to. You can disarm it if you want. If you're in bed or something, you want to take a nap. I don't know. Yep. You're like, I don't want to be bothered. I always have the ability to do that. But yes, generally when there's motion, it goes off. So if I know I'll be in and out doing something, some yard work, or my wife is, I will shut it off because I'm like, I don't want this thing just getting alerts on my phone every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Has your dog also learned what the sound is? Because our dog has any time that sounder goes off, our dog Finn now knows, like he knows someone's at the door, or at least he thinks someone's at the door. I haven't had a moth set it off, but he doesn't necessarily. Well, it depends. Sometimes he'll bark if he knows someone's actually there. He'll investigate though, no matter what. Like he now knows what the sound is, so he'll run right to the door when that happens.
Well. We lost Roxy back in January.
Sorry, thank you.
Right?
Yes,
so that's okay. But when we had Roxy, I would say no. She would not like react to that, but she'd react before that.
Right.
Like knowing if something's going on at the door. In fact,
she knew even before.
Oh yeah. Well, I would say this. In fact, she could sense. A lot of dogs are like this. She could sense when there was a dog almost like a couple doors down, walking down the street before it got to that point. And she'd run up, and I'd be like, what's going on? I look, oh, yeah, that's just a dog. Like, how did you know that was, like, it was 20 yards away, but it was still, there. So she would know that beforehand. So dogs have that spidey sense sometimes.
Yes. Sorry about that, by the way. Yes.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to be like, now, like, obviously, it wouldn't happen. But when Roxy was with us, no, she wouldn't, like, react to that noise. But she would know when there's things around, like even in the backyard. Like she would be a better alert than the actual video system.
I have this question about my dog, but beyond even this, like he knows what that sound is. He, like if there's a knock on the door on the TV, like if we're watching a show and somebody knocks on the door, he starts freaking out and like runs to our door. And every time that happens, I'm like, dude, you don't know what that sound is. When is the last time anyone in the world knocked on our front door? There's a doorbell. What do people do now? Like our friends, they'll text here, right? And then they'll wait at the side door until we're there. No one's knocking on the door anymore. And yet maybe that's just ingrained. It's passed on from dog to dog somehow. I don't know how in the world he knows that knock on the door means someone's at the door. Because I don't think that's ever happened. At our house, or maybe like once or twice it's happened, but not that often. 803-0550 is the phone number. A lot to get to today. Start bouncing through the Bills schedule again. We picked that up a few weeks ago, and then the Sabres kind of took over with the draft and free agency. So we'll get back into that a little bit. We're going to have Nolan Bianchi coming up at 8 o'clock from the Detroit News on the Lions. They're on the Bills schedule later this season. Also, thought it was good to get Nolan on today because the Red Wings did some things this offseason as well, and they're directly competing with the Sabres for one of those playoff spots that might become available this year. And then we'll have Tyler Rowland at 9 o'clock on the Titans, who I'm not going to say they're my Titans, but I'm very interested in Will Levis this year. I think that dude is a lot of fun to watch. I don't think he's that good, but I think both can be true because you just have no idea what you're going to get. That guy's either going to give you amazing plays or he's going to give you the worst play you've ever seen in your life. So we'll get a little Titans in a little bit later on as well. I wanted to start, though, today, Sal, with looking at some odds I was actually looking because I was looking for some Sabres odds, which we can get to later. And in the course of looking, I found on FanDuel that there are now six teams that have odds up for who their starting quarterback week one will be. Do you think you can name, like, who are the six teams where it's close enough that they would have odds listed?
I think I could figure it out. I have not seen this whatsoever. I'm not going to look, but I will. I bet you that you, now that you said this to me, if you give me a second, I can get through and I can probably guess.
Okay, for sure. Did these, and for sake of conversation, some of these, a couple of these are like really big long shots. Like there are two teams listed where. One's odds, one favorite is like minus 1,000, which is very, very likely to be the starter. And the other one is minus 1,500 even, which is super likely. The rest are fairly close. But to me, like what this would speak to is right now on July 9th, I might even take those two longer shots and like put them on the side for a second. I think that FanDuel is saying they think like four jobs at the league are at least somewhat up for grabs right now. Before
okay,
the start
I have
of the year. Yeah,
I have three in the AFC right now that I've already identified
in the AFC. Okay, sure.
Yes.
Yep. There are
okay.
There are more
out
than
of
three.
The out of the six. How many are in the AFC?
One, two, three, four are in the four.
Okay.
Yeah, four are in the AFC.
Okay, I can respect that because there's a couple I debated. I have three from the AFC.
Sorry, four. Four are in the AFC. Four in the AFC. Four in the AFC, two in the NFC.
I have one in the NFC, one, two, maybe three.
You might be stuck on the two long shots, which almost feels like unfair because they're tough. You know, like, they're not...
Okay.
They've been discussed a little bit in the media in this offseason as, like, jobs that could become available. It's just, it feels like... Right now, it would be surprising if it wasn't the lead guy.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
New England's on the list.
New England is on the list. So before we get to another one, just quickly on them. So who would you guess is the favorite there?
Brissett.
Brissett is minus 300. So that's pretty good. That one, I mean, I would, too, be very surprised if Brissett is not the starter. He is solidified. He's a veteran. I think everyone knows what you're getting now in Jacoby Brissett. I mean, Drake May could come in and light the world on fire, but I feel like if that competition is even close, it goes to Brissett. Like, May would have to overwhelmingly, I think, impress for him to be the starter week one. I do think he'll be the starter by the Bills games, though, because those are later in the season.
The next one for me, I think this might be... pretty easy one, actually, is the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders is, you get it with the extra credit for saying easiest, because that one,
the closest, I would say, odds-wise.
Yeah. Gardner Minshew is minus 130, and then
Aiden O'Connell. Okay, I might have guessed O'Connell would have been the favorite.
I don't think you would have been totally wrong in that, because I think the Raiders had these odds listed a couple months ago, maybe right after the draft, and I think there was a time this offseason where O'Connell was the favorite. The last I saw, this quarterback situation, I actually dug into yesterday because I'm in this super deep fantasy draft. You're in too, the February league, February fix.
Yes.
We had our supplemental draft start yesterday. So it started in February, picked it back up yesterday for like the rest, the guys we forgot. And I had the top pick. And the top, like, non-quarterback, like, everyone forgot about Ezekiel Elliott because no one, I think, thought he was going to end up with a starting running back job. So I'm debating him versus do I want another quarterback? Because often in this league, February to now, we all miss. Like, we'll miss one starting quarterback at least in the league. There'll be one available. And this year, that was Minshew, but I was like, okay, is he going to start? And... the coaching staff has made comments this offseason like they really want to give O'Connell a chance. But last week, Jeremy Fowler said that Minshew's been impressing them the whole offseason. So maybe there's a little bit of talking on both sides of that. But yeah, I might bet Minshew right now is with the odds is going to be the week one starter. So the Raiders are right, though.
Okay. the fact that New England's on the list, I know this other team's going to be on. And actually, I'm going to make a prediction. Maybe three different names are on this list.
Ooh.
The Denver Broncos.
Look, Sal's crushing this. Three names for the Broncos, yes. Obviously, Bo Nix the favorite. Is that an obviously?
Mm-hmm.
That's an obviously, right?
No, I don't think that should be obvious. I mean, I could see Stidham or Wilson starting the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, I mean, they did draft him. But considering the competition, I don't think it's obvious, but I get it.
Yeah, it's right. That one's, if they had a Brissett, I might right. Stidham plus 400, by the way, Zach Wilson plus 550. Yeah, like, I guess it really is just for me the quality of the competition. And also, isn't the thing about Bo Nix, the joke everybody always makes, is that he's like 29 years old or 50 years old. He's been playing college football for like 50 years. He's 24 years old. And he did play a lot of college football. He played, I mean, five full seasons. 2019 he played going back to. So you might think of the rookies, he's the most pro-ready. But I get that, you know, rookies all don't always get it. So Denver is correct, though.
Okay, I think I know the other AFC team. I'm not going to say it yet because I want to make sure, okay, because I go through the other ones.
Okay.
You said there were four AFCs, so I'll wait on that one.
Okay.
NFC, I mean, for the simple reason of what we've been talking about, to go with it, you can't just assume the rookie's going to have the job. Especially in Washington, where you have a guy like Marcus Mariota on the roster. So I'll say Washington.
Washington is not listed here. I don't have Washington on the list. No. Should they be?
I mean, yeah. Now, in that case, I think it's much more of an assumption that the rookie would start, mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels. But they do have Marcus Mariota on the roster. And I assume, I think it's because they say Jaden Daniels been impressive. I get it. But I'm surprised that they're not on this list, at least, yes.
Yeah. The thing about, I don't think I've really read anything. I mean, this is all before training camp, so how much is there even to go on? You know, sometimes there's nothing. Daniels, I saw, was it Ayuk? Brandon Ayuk's been flirting with the Commanders, right, because of his college relationship with Jaden Daniels. They played together right. in Daniels' yes. freshman year. And I saw Daniels getting a little bit of heat. Did you see this? What got leaked? What Ayuk leaked specifically on social media?
I did not.
He posted practice tape from the Commanders on his TikTok. Brandon Ayuk did.
Ooh.
And this was clear, like, he got it from Jaden Daniels. Like, it was another, he had a TikTok like this a couple weeks ago where he's on FaceTime with Jaden Daniels and they're talking about, you know, like, oh, how cool would it be to play together? And that's basically him bargaining, I think, with the Niners. So he did that again yesterday, but it was him, I think it was him and Daniels. I didn't hear with the sound on, I should. I think it was him and Daniels talking about, like, evaluating Commanders practice tape. And I don't know that I've seen the Commanders be mad about this, but they probably could be. Like, hey, how's sure. your rookie quarterback? How are you giving our practice tape to this dude over here on the Niners, and then he's putting it on social media? He's putting it out there outside our building. That can't be good. That can't.
This is just another reason why I guess I should be on TikTok, because I had no idea that this happened. To be quite honest with you,
I mean, I saw it through Twitter. I'm not on TikTok every day, but it was originally posted there. But right, no on the Commanders though.
Okay. I think they should be on there, but there's no way they don't have Minnesota on this list, right? Minnesota has to be on
yeah,
this list.
Minnesota definitely. Darnold is the favorite at minus 300. Yeah. Would you would bet Darnold to start week one? I can't remember.
Over JJ McCarthy.
Are
yes.
you a McCarthy guy? I can't remember.
No.
Anti-McCarthy, yeah.
No. Here's what I've said about McCarthy. It's actually very similar to what I've said about Nathan Peterman, and I think I've been proven right about Nathan Peterman. When Nathan Peterman came out, I'm on record, and I even wrote it down, saying, I do not think this guy will be a franchise quarterback, but he'll have a long NFL career. And that's what's happened with Nathan Peterman.
Yeah. Hey, still in the
league.
That's
what I think about J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Peterman's made it till 30, which is still incredible to me. He's still in the league.
Now, it might not have gone exactly the way I thought it would for Nathan Peterman. I thought he'd be a nice career backup. That has not been the case, although he's bounced around.
Yep.
I think J.J. McCarthy, knowing what I know about Nathan Peterman now,
mm-hmm.
I think J.J. McCarthy will be better than that. But I don't think that he's ever going to be among the upper echelon of quarterbacks that we're thinking about. I think he'll always have a should they replace him type of vibe going on in Minnesota. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What are they for, just while we're on the Vikings for a moment, what are they for turning to the rookie? Like, when is that? Like, are they good enough to you to be competitive enough that Darnold could make it through a big chunk of the season or even the full season, but they might have to be really, you know, looking like a playoff team for that to happen. Like, do you think they're good enough to hold off McCarthy for a while?
No. No. Especially, excuse me, with the deal they signed Justin Jefferson to,
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to want to get to that yeah. combination earlier rather than later. They'd have to be in some sort of mix, like you said, in the playoffs to hold off, and I don't see that, which, by the way, would be fantastic for the Bills if they're not, because the Bills hold their second-round pick.
Right, right. And I think when we've talked about
that's an underrated storyline for the Bills this year, is the Vikings being bad.
Yeah, that's right. And I think when we've talked about that pick, it's often with the side note of, oh, hey, and it could be pretty early because look at the Vikings right now. The Vikings, by the way, their start of their season, if we're wondering, like, when could they turn to McCarthy? So they open against the Giants. That's not difficult. But then after that, their schedule goes Niners, Texans, Packers, Jets, Lions, Rams. Like, they have a six-game stretch after week one that is really daunting before it softens up a little bit after that. And somewhere in that six-game stretch, I think you could totally see McCarthy going in. So Vikings are correct. I think you're only missing two, and I think you're only missing
one from each conference.
One from each conference, and they're the two long shots. They're the two long
okay.
shots.
Okay, well, here, you tell me. The only two I could come up from the NFC that could be even possible, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you know what? There's three, actually. In the NFC, there are only three teams I think could even be possible on this list, mm-hmm. and they would all be long shots. Giants, Falcons, Seahawks. Is it one of those?
I like the guesses. It is. It is one of those.
Okay. I'm working through this here. Is it possible because of injury maybe with Daniel Jones? Like, would that be a reason you might have something on the list here? I don't know. Because Daniel Jones is the starter in New York. But Drew Lock is there. I'm going to say the Giants here could be a team because of the injury question and Drew Lock being there.
It is the Giants. And
okay.
of the guys that are listed on all these teams, the Giants, Jones is the biggest favorite. He's minus 1,500 to be the starting quarterback. Drew Lock is plus 600. Tommy DeVito is way longer than that. He's listed. Lock is there. They had some really glowing comments about him when he came in. Remember there was that really weird comment that Lock's agent maybe made? I'll have to find the specifics on it. But somebody said Lock was going to have an opportunity to start and then or to compete. And then he had to clear that up like the next day at a press conference. Like
Right. Yes. I was not promised
that. Like, I'm here to back up Daniel Jones, basically, is what he said the next day. But there was one day where we thought it'd be a competition.
Have you watched Hard Knocks with the Giants?
I watched the first episode. Yep.
Okay. I don't know what we have planned for 6:30. I'd like to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we should.
Including how you...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Your brother went viral, okay?
Wait.
You know that, right?
I don't know. My brother went viral?
Your brother went viral. You didn't know
my
this.
My brother went viral? I did not know this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How did I miss this?
I need to talk to you about this.
Okay. I need to find out how my... I'm going to text
No,
right
I don't want
too.
You to find out.
Don't
I want to tell you about it.
Do not
find out until I tell you about it.
You're
going
to make
it.
Me wait 7 minutes to find this out?
I'm going to make you wait
All
7 minutes.
All right. Well, while we're waiting anyway, you got one more team to get here.
Okay. So it's an AFC team. And the only team I can think of, because it would be totally a long shot, would be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep.
Okay.
Russell Wilson -1,000. Yeah. Justin Fields +550 is the odds there.
Now, I say a long shot because I just can't imagine that Fields really is going to be the starter. But there are people who think that.
I think I want to bet he doesn't see the field all year.
Quarterback.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm very much if you want to label me a Steeler hater, you can label me a Steeler hater. Like, I think that might be fair. Every year, win 9-10 games. Like, it's just automatic. It's the most automatic thing in the sport for the last 10 years. My criticism of them usually isn't that. It's more that they've won a playoff game in now 8 years, and they've been blown out in, like, every playoff game they've played. But regular season, like, they get there. They just find a way to get there. But, listen, like, the roost comes for us all, right? Like, Belichick finally couldn't do it anymore. Like, finally, the talent just wasn't enough. The division was good enough around him that there it was last season. Really bad season. So you might have thought something similar about him in New England of they'll just find their way coaching, they'll get the most out of certain players, and they'll be respectably good. And then finally, it wasn't enough. And I wonder if that's going to be this year for the Steelers. Maybe not even as much because of the roster, because I actually don't mind the roster at all. And I think they upgraded a quarterback. My problem with them is just everywhere you look with strength of schedule stuff, it's like they have the hardest schedule in football. And especially at the end of the year. Like, it is... Listen to their last... I mean, week 11 on. If you're thinking, like, okay, could it get so bad that they would turn to Justin Fields? Because Wilson is just losing every game. They go Baltimore, at Cleveland, at Cincinnati, Cleveland, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati. I mean, their end of their schedule is so tough. But if Tomlin can guide them through that and be respectable, then that's where I think Fields might not see the field all year. I think Wilson, if they're decent or they're looking like they're a playoff bubble team again, then I might bet that Wilson's going to start the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Wilson is the starter, and depending how things go, I mean, I can't imagine, because, I mean, I don't really know what Russell Wilson is right now, because the years in Denver kind of screw it up, right? But this is more about Fields for me. I just don't think Fields is capable enough to beat him out at this point, but he has so much raw athletic talent that if they get to a spot where it's just not quite working with Russell Wilson, that's the card to turn to, obviously. And there are worse cards to turn to say, okay, maybe we can hit something here.
Yeah, and we'll get to a break here. I got to find out how my brother went viral. but the difference between Fields also and like any of these rookies, Bo Nix, Drake May, especially him because he was so high, J.J. McCarthy, all of these guys have big investments in them. First round picks, in some of these cases, some of these teams traded up. And while Fields, you might want to treat him in a similar light of, hey, still kind of raw, but crazy athleticism. Like if he gets with the right coach that can kind of get that all under control and can get him to read defenses better. And, you know, maybe a Brian Daboll that can do a little bit for him that Daboll did for Josh Allen. Then you might think, okay, well, there could be a real star player here. But all those rookies had big investment in them. What did the Steelers invest in him? A 6-round pick.
Right.
And in fact,
right.
I think it was a conditional 6-round pick in that. Like, there's no investment there. There's no any sort of beholdenance to him to put him in. You know, they can walk away next year, and if he hasn't played, then what did the Steelers lose out of it? A 6-round pick?
And Mike Tomlin just re-signed again. It's not like they're on hot seats, right, necessarily?
Right.
Like, there's always something with Mike Tomlin, it seems like, in the fan base. But the organizationally, it's not like Mike Tomlin feels like his job's in jeopardy.
Yeah, right. His job is not, you know, dependent on whether Justin Fields is a success or not at all.
Or if they win right away or not. You know what I mean? Like, even if things aren't going well, he doesn't feel the pressure to turn to Justin Fields quicker than maybe some other coaches might feel that.
Yep, exactly. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got any thought on any of these quarterback competitions that, if you even want to label them that we're headed towards in training camp.
I'm excited to tell you, do not look about your brother.
I'm not.
It's nothing
look.
Bad.
I'm not gonna.
So I'll just say, so you don't worry about it. But I'm excited to tell you the story about your brother going viral because you had no idea, and that amazes me.
I'm very excited. I don't know how I missed it. I mean, I've talked to him.
Okay.
I texted him. Well, when can I know before the break when it happened?
A week ago.
It was a week ago. How has that not come up? Okay. All right. I'm gonna find that out. Giants. Also, we were a little bit on them because I watched the Hard Knocks episode last week. There were some really interesting things in there as well. So stay tuned for that. I've got a Keon Coleman question to ask Sal a little bit later as well. We'll mix some hockey in. It's a little bit of an off-season look on the Red Wings from Nolan Bianchi. We'll get some Lions in with him as well. That's at 8. So plenty of time for your phone calls before that at 803-0550. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, this is WGR.
We're going to upgrade the offensive line, and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back. My plan is to address the offensive line at some point here in free agency. We're sitting at 6. There's a chance there's an offensive weapon there. This is the year for Daniel. Plan all along was give him a couple years. Is he our guy for the next 10 years, or do we need to pivot and, you know, find somebody else?
That is Joe Shane, the general manager of the New York Giants, former, what was his title, assistant GM here in Buffalo, Sal?
Yes.
Okay, assistant GM of the Bills, former assistant GM of the Bills. He is featured prominently in the off-season edition of Hard Knocks that the Giants are being featured in. And that was, I mean, I thought a lot of the episode was very interesting. I think that was, to me, the most interesting, though, was them sitting down and, like, you hearing the conversations about certain players and, you know, trading and kind of how a front office kind of just even has that conversation.
I loved it. That's right. I agree with you. This is really good access. Like, the Hard Knocks that we've seen for the last 15, now going on more than that, years of the training camp stuff, it's kind of played out a little bit. It's still interesting, but there's always the same theme. There's an underdog story making the team, but it's then we get the regular season Hard Knocks we've seen, which is really cool because it's in the season. There's a lot more intensity, obviously. This is cool. This is roster building, GM talking with his staff, talking with his head coach, talking with his owner. When you have that situation with Daniel Jones,
I'll tell you
what was very surprising to me that I learned. That I didn't think like I said, surprising to me in a minute. But that clip we just played, okay? That clip we just played. Your brother, Louis DiBiase, who hosts Locked On Eagles podcast, He quote tweeted the video of that from Ari Meroff. It had that had the video. This video we just listened to.
Okay.
Your brother quote tweeted it. Maybe you saw the tweet and you didn't realize it went viral.
I might have. That might be what happened here.
Okay, so Louis tweets on July 3rd.
Uh-huh.
I'm learning with more and more of this inside access that a lot of NFL personnel aren't smarter than us when it comes to roster building. LOL. The way I found this tweet, I follow your brother. I didn't see the tweet initially.
Uh-huh.
The way I found it was Cole Beasley quote tweeted him.
Oh, okay? Wow, okay.
And once that happened, I think more and more people started jumping on it and seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cole kind of agreed with him. Cole said they all trade players for picks that they miss on the majority of the time. They all trade solid players for picks they miss on the majority of time. So he's kind of agreeing with your brother.
Interesting. I would not
your
have...
brother's tweet here.
I thought you were about to set up for Cole Beasley just like unleashed on him. But
no,
you're saying the opposite.
I think he agreed with him.
Okay.
Your brother's tweet here, by the way.
Yeah, I'm looking at
this tweet.
I found it.
1.4 million views.
Yeah.
119 quote tweets. 528 bookmarks, 14,000 likes, 1,600 retweets.
Yeah, that's some engagement. That's what
that's
we call
viral,
it. Clicks.
Right?
That's viral. That is definitely viral. Yes, I think when you
and
gone...
I mean, if you go and look at the quote tweets, there are people who definitely disagree with your brother. The majority do agree because they're fans who think like him, which is I could do that job just as easily as these guys can.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't necessarily agree with that. I think there's a lot more into it, but I do understand the point. I'm not disagreeing with Lou in a lot of ways than the surface level.
Yeah.
Like, we are very smart and have access and information at our fingertips, and with the amount of information we can get with salary cap and roster building and all the film that's out there, there are a lot of people who could do these jobs very much in line with people in these front office jobs. I do think, however, there's so much more that goes into the process that's a year-round process and he makes it a little simple, but I understand his point, and he went viral with that tweet.
I do too. I'm definitely proud of him for this tweet because I get the sentiment behind it a lot. And it's, by the way, like even the LOL at the end, if you want, it's set up perfect just to grab people's attention and like come off just a little bit arrogant. Or even maybe a lot of it arrogant, which is that's what you need. You want those.
He's also the host of the Rival Teams podcast
also that
he covers, basically.
Also that. Yes, the former NFL player pushing it along definitely helps too. And Beasley agreeing with him helps.
Yes.
It is interesting the thought because I don't know if you had the same reaction, maybe not. When I was watching that scene live on the show, the guy, one of the, I don't remember who it was. It was the player personnel director. I'll have to go back in the clip and see who the titles were. I don't think in that clip, the guy that was making me yell at the TV is in this minute and a half clip. He was maybe featured before. Whoever the guy is that's sitting on the left, who is like almost defiantly talking to Joe Shane about we could trade the guy, you know. Like,
I believe that's Chris Rossetti. That's their personnel director.
Okay, the personnel director.
He's wearing a vest.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's wearing a vest.
Yeah,
and just something about the way he was talking about Barkley, and you know, Joe Shane is putting to him, you know, like, well, who's going to want to trade us, whatever, and then pay a $12 million running back, and he's like, well, people that have money to spend, you know, like he just. I was watching that thinking, what? What are you you think you're going to trade Saquon Barkley for what, a second round pick, and the team is then going to also give him a $12 million contract? Just what do you think this guy is as a running back? I watched that clip, and there were a couple of individuals in the clip where, okay, I might have thought this is something similar of, man, how is that guy in the room? How is that guy in the room with a thought like that? But I mean, one, I don't, you know, there are other parts of the job that aren't just, hey, can you decide if a running back is worth this or is worth that? And two, what's really important there for me watching that clip is who's the leader of it all, you know? Because there's going to be a lot of opinions tossed around in a room like that. I mean, whenever a draft pick comes up, we kind of simplify it to, well, they liked this player or they didn't like this player. Well, what really that could mean is some people in the building liked this player. Some people in the building maybe didn't. Because as you see in that clip, like, what is there, six people in that room?
I mean, it would be weird if everyone was complete alignment. That would be odd. Like, you have to have different opinions with that many people.
And really what should matter the most, obviously, is the GM, the guy that's in charge of it all, is he on top of it? Is he, you know, does he seem like he's a bright guy? Does he seem like he has his, you know, his feet grounded a little bit? And in that clip, like, to me, Joe Shane, I think Joe Shane comes off very impressive in this. Like, as someone that kind of, like, can command a room like that, or when it comes to player evaluation, or just kind of knowing, like, you know, right off the top of his head, like, yeah, we wouldn't be able to trade Barkley. Like, there's no guarantee we can trade Barkley. Like, to me, Joe Shane just seems like he's with it in this clip.
I'm really glad you said that, because I know Joe Shane. I know what kind of brain he is in football, what kind of person he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a shame how much he's getting dunked on after the first episode. Because I do think on surface level, people just look at a lot of the kind of things that were said, or how, like your brother did here, and like, oh, come on, these guys aren't that smart, I could do this job. And I just don't think that that's really the case when it comes to the overall package.
Yeah.
Because what you said is right. It's not just, yes, like, there are a lot of people, even listening right now, I'm not demeaning or diminishing or patronizing at all, like, people's football knowledge, because there are people listening who could absolutely be working in football offices and front offices and understand the film and the breakdown and the money. But what you said is right. Understanding how to navigate through being a leader and your personnel department and your coaching staff and balancing all of those things, that is something that not all people possess. In fact, I think very few people possess the skills to be able to do that correctly and effectively and efficiently, to be quite honest. That's being a leader. That's what the GM's job is. It's not just picking players. He's got all of these people who have all these opinions. His job is to listen to all of them and to give them feedback and to make the ultimate call. And this is how you have organizations that, for many years, we went through this in Buffalo, which is everybody gets mad at everybody else, so you don't have a consensus, and then eventually it all falls apart, so everybody has to be fired.
Yeah, right.
Like, why hasn't that happened? Now, you could tell me all you want. You want Sean McDermott fired or Brandon Bean fired for whatever reason.
Hmm.
The one thing you can't say is because they don't work well together, right?
No, you wouldn't say, like, you never say that. Yeah.
Correct. Or because Brandon Bean doesn't work well with his front office. Like, that is a skill that has to be possessed to be in these positions, what you are absolutely describing.
Yeah.
It is not simply about evaluating or doing a salary cap.
Yeah. And to the specifics of, like, what some of the things Joe Shane said in this episode, what has he been dunked on for? Is it the Daniel Jones $40 million not to pay hand off to a $12 million running back comment? Because I've seen that.
That's a big one. It's Daniel Jones. It's Saquon Barkley. It's a lot of this, right? It's just simply these conversations and, like, oh my God, how did you not know you couldn't do this or that?
Yeah.
How did you let Saquon go? Like, you should have treated this. It's really just opinions about people and how they would treat the player differently.
Okay, that makes sense. Because to me, I think he's right on it. Like, if we're talking about the specifics of what they were discussing in this episode, and this is pre-free agency, right? This is pre-draft.
Yes.
And there's the Giants, and they're all sitting down, and they're trying to figure out, like, what's the path forward? What do they want to do ahead? And as you could see in this episode, there are people in that building that want to keep going with Saquon Barkley. Or at least
even the owner, by the way.
The owner also, which, that's, if the owner wants something, man, it's
right.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to not do it, right? Or to do something else. But to me, like, I think Joe Shane is right on it. And I think this is, I would want him running the Giants if I'm a Giants fan after seeing this clip. Because what should this year be about for them? It's exactly what he said in the clip. He said, I'm not paying Daniel Jones to hand $40 million to hand the ball off to a $12 million running back. And then he says after that, this clip did not go viral. The immediate follow-up to that is what Joe Shane says is, we need to find out, or we need to figure out, let's build him upgrade the offensive line, right? Like, we need to build an offensive line, and we need to see what he looks like. Otherwise, we need to pivot. And that's the key. Like, the otherwise we need to pivot. Like, I think he's not trying to just squeak into the playoffs. Hey, let's have a 27-year-old running back that's really good, and let's have the best season we can. I think he knows, like, we gotta know what we're doing at quarterback. Because right now, we have no clue what our future is at that position. Is it Daniel Jones? Or is it not Daniel Jones? Like, okay, he can't figure out protection. He can't figure out pressure, right? He takes a lot of sacks. Okay, well, let's build him a great offensive line instead of paying $12 million to a running back. Like, to me, that's exactly what I want them
Malik
to do.
Malik Nabers, by the way, right? I mean,
and
like,
draft
that
Malik
helps.
Nabers, right. Yeah, I think their offseason's been... I don't think Daniel Jones should be their quarterback, but if Daniel Jones is going to be their quarterback, like, this is the offseason they should have had. Absolutely.
There is something that surprised me about these conversations that I want to get to. I know we got to take a break, so I can do it on the other side if you want, but there
Let's
was something in this... It was actually in this whole conversation that I came away going, wow, that's interesting.
All right, that when we come back, got a Keon Coleman question to get to in the 7 o'clock
yep.
hour, and one of my great... childhood networks has ended. It's a sad day for children across America. I'll get to that coming up a little bit as well. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, it's WGR. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off till training camp. Sal Capaccio in here on WGR. So we have one more thing from the Giants Hard Knocks, right?
Real quick, I want to tell you, the one thing I was surprised that came actually from this video that we were just discussing in this particular... you know, instance with Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I mean, you know, I go to the NFL Combine and the owners' meetings, and I know that this was filmed before all that, so maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised that they didn't have a better handle on what Saquon's market would be, whether that would be trade or free agency. Like, they're all kind of debating with all these opinions. And in this episode, they're like, well, who would offer him this? How much is he worth? And usually, to me, you get to a point where you kind of know that. You know, like, because there's just too much talk around and people, you know, backdoor channeling. And, I mean, heck, the Eagles were accused of actually tampering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so that was the one thing that did surprise me. Now, I will say it was early in the process, so maybe that's why. But I was like, wow, like, how do you not know already what really the market's going to bear in one way or the other here?
Yeah, they did miss on how much he would get. They did accomplish the way Joe Shane kind of expressed like what they wanted to do a running back. He even talked to the owner about it, right? Was, hey, there's all these guys available. You know, we could draft one. We can pay this smaller amount of money because all these guys are going to become available. I mean, we think they probably ended up where they wanted to, right? Like, don't you think the way Joe...
Devin Singletary, right?
At least Joe Shane. The way Joe Shane talked in that episode... I think he's happier with the Devin Singletary deal than if he had paid Saquon Barkley.
I agree with you. I think Devin Singletary at what? A couple million a year? And what are they paying him for? I don't even know. I have to look at his
number. Oh, you know what? Now that I say that very quickly before we hit a break, do I remember, did he get a bigger contract than everyone was expecting?
3 years, 16.5.
3 years, 16.5. His cap hit was only 3.7.
He did get a much bigger deal, I think, that you probably expect.
That's right.
But he actually came off a really nice year last year.
Yeah, he did. Also, the sticker shock isn't the same as like his spot track. His cap hit this year is 3.7.
Like, right.
It's not that bad. Even for a running back, it's not that bad. But it is more than I thought he would get. 803-0550 is the phone number. Greg Cosell was on One Bills Live yesterday. He had some interesting comments. We have a clip from that coming back. I've got a Keon Coleman question for Sal, and then we've got Nolan Bianchi coming up at 8 o'clock on some Detroit stuff. So all that ahead, we got time for your phone calls at 803-0550. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trade Barkley. Like, to me, Joe Shane just seems like he's with it in this club.
I'm really glad you said that because I know Joe Shane. I know what kind of brain he is in football, what kind of person he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a shame how much he's getting dunked on after the first episode, because I do think on surface level, people just look at a lot of the kind of things that were said, or how like your brother did here, and like, oh, come on, these guys aren't that smart. I could do this job. And I just don't think that that's really the case when it comes to the overall package.
Yeah.
Because what you said is right. It's not just, yes, like, there are a lot of people even listening right now. I'm not demeaning or diminishing or patronizing at all, like, people's football knowledge, because there are people listening who could absolutely be working in football offices and front offices and understand the film and the breakdown and the money. But what you said is right. Understanding how to navigate through being a leader and your personnel department and your coaching staff and balancing all of those things. That is that is something that not all people possess. In fact, I think very few people possess the skills to be able to do that correctly and effectively and efficiently,
yeah,
to be quite honest. That's being a leader. That's what the GM's job is. It's not just picking players. He's got all of these people who have all these opinions. His job is to listen to all of them and to give them feedback and to make the ultimate call. And this is how you have organizations that, for many years, we went through this in Buffalo, which is everybody gets mad at everybody else, so you don't have a consensus, and then eventually it all falls apart, so everybody has to be fired.
Yeah, right.
Like, why hasn't that happened? Now, you could tell me all you want. You want Sean McDermott fired or Brandon Bean fired for whatever reason. The one thing you can't say is because they don't work well together. Right?
No, you wouldn't say, like, you'd never say that. Yeah.
Correct. Or because Brandon Bean doesn't work well with his front office. Like, that is a skill that has to be possessed to be in these positions, what you are absolutely describing.
Yeah.
It is not simply about evaluating or doing a salary cap.
Yeah. And to the specifics of, like, what some of the things Joe Shane said in this episode, I don't know what has he been dunked on for? Is it the Daniel Jones $40 million not to pay hand off to a $12 million running back comment? Because I've seen that's
a big one. It's Daniel Jones. It's Saquon Barkley. It's a lot of this, right? It's just simply these conversations and, like, oh my God, how did you not know you couldn't do this or that?
Yeah.
How did you let Saquon go? Like, you should have treated this. It's really just opinions about people and how they would treat the player differently.
Okay, that makes sense. Because to me, I think he's right on it. Like, if we're talking about the specifics of what they were discussing in this episode, and this is pre-free agency, right? This is pre-draft.
Yes.
And there's the Giants, and they're all sitting down, and they're trying to figure out, like, what's the path forward? What do they want to do ahead? And as you could see in this episode, there are people in that building that want to keep going with Saquon Barkley. Or at least
even the owner, by the way.
The owner also, which, that's, if the owner wants something, man, it's
right.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to not do it, right? Or to do something else. But to me, Like, I think Joe Shane is right on it. And I think this is... I would want him running the Giants if I'm a Giants fan after seeing this clip. Because what should this year be about for them? It's exactly what he said in the clip. He said, I'm not paying Daniel Jones to hand $40 million to hand the ball off to a $12 million running back. And then he says after that, this clip did not go viral. The immediate follow-up to that is what Joe Shane says is we need to find out or we need to figure out, let's build them upgrade the offensive line, right? Like, we need to build an offensive line, and we need to see what he looks like. Otherwise, we need to pivot. And that's the key. Like, the otherwise we need to pivot, like, I think he's not trying to just squeak into the playoffs. Hey, let's have a 27-year-old running back that's, yeah, really good, and let's have the best season we can. I think he knows, like, we gotta know what we're doing at quarterback. Because right now, we have no clue what our future is at that position. Is it Daniel Jones, or is it not Daniel Jones? Like, okay, he can't figure out protection. He can't figure out pressure, right? He takes a lot of sacks. Okay, well, let's build him a great offensive line instead of paying $12 million to a running back. Like, to me, that's exactly what I want them
Malik
to do.
Neighbors, by the way, right? I mean,
and
like,
draft
that
Malik
helps.
Neighbors, right. Yeah, I think their offseason's been... I don't think Daniel Jones should be their quarterback, but if Daniel Jones is going to be their quarterback, like, this is the offseason they should have had. Absolutely.
There is something that surprised me about these conversations that I want to get to. I know we got to take a break, so I can do it on the other side if you want. But there
Let's
was something in this. It was actually in this whole conversation that I came away going, wow, that's interesting.
All right. That, when we come back, got a Keon Coleman question to get to in the 7 o'clock hour. And one of my great childhood networks has ended. It's a sad day for children across America. I'll get to that coming up a little bit as well. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, it's WGR. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off till training camp. Sal Capaccio in here on WGR. So we have one more thing from the Giants Hard Knocks, right?
Real quick, I want to tell you, the one thing I was surprised that came actually from this video that we were just discussing in this particular, you know, instance with Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I mean, you know, I go to the NFL Combine and the owners' meetings, and I know that this was filmed before all that, so maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised that they didn't have a better handle on what Saquon's market would be, whether that would be trade or free agency. Like, they're all kind of debating with all these opinions. And in this episode, they're like, well, who would offer him this? How much is he worth? And usually, to me, you get to a point where you kind of know that, you know, like, because there's just too much talk around and people, you know, backdoor channeling. And I mean, heck, the Eagles were accused of actually tampering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so that was the one thing that did surprise me. Now, I will say it was early in the process, so maybe that's why. But I was like, wow, like, how do you not know already what really the market's going to bear in one way or the other here?
Yeah, they did miss on how much he would get. They did accomplish the way Joe Shane kind of expressed, like, what they wanted to do a running back. He even talked to the owner about it, right? Hey, there's all these guys available. You know, we could draft one. We can pay this smaller amount of money because all these guys are going to become available. I mean, we think they probably ended up where they wanted to, right? Like, don't you think the way Joe...
Devin Singletary, right?
At least Joe Shane. The way Joe Shane talked in that episode, I think he's happier with the Devin Singletary deal than if he had paid Saquon Barkley.
I agree with you. I think Devin Singletary at what? A couple million a year? And what are they paying him for? I don't even know. I have to look at his
number. You know what? Now that I say that, very quickly before we hit a break, did he get a bigger contract than everyone was expecting? 3 years, 16 and a half. His cap hit though is only 3.7.
He did get a much bigger deal, I think, that you probably expect.
That's right.
But he actually came off a really nice year last year.
Yeah, he did. Also, the sticker shock isn't the same. It's like his spot track, his cap hit this year is 3.7.
Like, right.
It's not that bad. Even for a running back, it's not that bad. But it is more than, I thought he would get. 803-0550 is the phone number. Greg Cosell was on One Bills Live yesterday. He had some interesting comments. We have a clip from that coming back. I've got a Keon Coleman question for Sal. And then we've got Nolan Bianchi coming up at 8 o'clock on some Detroit stuff. So all that ahead. We got time for your phone calls at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.